John Busby with the Culture Buzz, and joining me now is Sharon Duquette. She is the author of a fascinating memoir, No Rules, a memoir. And as you folks know, I really like it when I find these great memoirs to share with you, because I don't know, it's something about me. Maybe it's because I'm a storyteller. I love family-related stories. I love, you know, growing stories. Memoirs are something that I love, and Sharon has just done a masterful job of sharing something with you. In fact, I'm going to sound like a doting parent a little bit, Sharon, because I'm going to read something that Victoria Zackheim said. She's the author of The Bone Weaver. No Rules does more than pull us into the adventures of a girl who finds the courage to leave home and forge a life contrary to everything she has been taught. It is also a reminder that every girl has the right, and owes it to herself, to grow, learn, succeed, and become the woman she is meant to be, no matter how difficult it is to find her way and her purpose in a male-dominated society. I love that quote, and you know, something we didn't share, because folks, I always chat with an author before we start sharing conversation with you. But I didn't share with you, Sharon, is that my wife and I have one daughter. She's an adult, a young adult now, and we are both so proud that she has grown into a very strong-willed woman, and she's kind of blazed her own trail. So this is something that we both identify with a great deal. Sharon has a wonderful website. I'm going to give this to you a few times, folks. You can go to www.sharonduquette.com. Listen closely. Sharon, Sharon, Duquette, Duquette.com. And I will say that a time or two to make sure you get it. Also, of course, you can go to your local independent bookseller and just say, I just heard about the memoir, No Rules by Sharon Duquette. I need to get a copy. They will make sure they get a copy in your hands post haste. I've kind of rambled on, Sharon, but a memoir is something that it's almost like a fine wine when it comes to, there's a time when the gathering of all the fruits and things have to ferment just right inside your soul, your mind, but then eventually you have to create that memoir. Tell us about that journey, that process, if you would.
Okay, well, the first thing I'd like to say about this is that I wrote this book over a number of years. I originally started writing it way back in 1980, when a lot of this was very fresh in my mind. And at the time, I was writing it on lined yellow paper, just, you know, didn't have a computer. I don't think they even had personal computers at that point in time, or they were very limited. And so that's how I started. And then I kind of threw it in a drawer for a few years. And then later on, I pulled it out to show somebody after I bought a computer. And I was reading it to her, and she said, oh, my goodness, this is so good. You have to get it down on paper, down on the computer, and you have to write the rest of the story. And I said, oh, I don't think I can remember enough now. And she said, well, just start doing it. And so that's what I did. And what I found is the deeper and deeper I got into it, all these memories started coming back to me very strongly. Different things would trigger the memories. For example, I would play music from the time that I remembered. And that music would trigger, as you know, I'm sure a lot of you have that experience, trigger very vivid memories of things that happened. So that was the process. And I started going to writers' workshops. I was a member of a writers' critique group for a number of years, where every couple of weeks we exchanged pieces and went over them. So this became a process that went on and on for quite a long time. And then I'd put it aside. I got very busy with my other career, which was in computer technology. And I became a project manager. And so for a number of years, I was very involved with that and raising my children. And then 3 years ago, I pulled this out, and I had this massive first draft. Well, there was a number of drafts, actually, but it was this massive, massive book of like 600 pages. And I went to take a class to try to figure out how do I turn this from this, you know, too long book and edit it down to get to where it needs to be. And, you know, the first thing that the instructor asked me is, well, how many words is it? And I said, you know, I'm not even sure. So I went back and went through Microsoft Word and counted up all the words. It was 170,000 words.
War and peace, step aside.
Yeah. So for you, those of you who aren't familiar with how long a book should actually be, a typical novel, memoir, that kind of book is usually somewhere between 70 and 100,000 words, not 170,000 words. So I had, you know, my first thought was, well, maybe I had two books. That would be great. No, not so much. It was just a lot of extra writing. So I had to figure out how to get this down to size. And that became a big process. And eventually I did that. And, you know, it took a couple of years to really get it to where I wanted to be. Plus I had to change and add some things in that I didn't have. So by the time it was all was said and done, I ended up with about 90,000 words. And that is my book.
Well, that's amazing. It truly is. Folks, Sharon has gone through an incredible journey, and she's captured it magnificently in her memoir, No Rules, a Memoir, is what it is entitled. She has a great website. You can find out more about this creative. Go to SharonDuquette.com, Sharon, DUKETT.com. That is the website. Of course, you can always go to your local independent bookseller and ask to get a copy there of No Rules, and they will make sure they get a copy into your hands. For something,
I should point out that the book will go on sale June 2nd.
Yes, yes.
So you can't get a copy right this moment, but you can pre-order from your local bookstore.
Right. So we can take care of that. So, folks, you know, dive into this. One thing that I found about good memoirs, and Sharon has a great one, is that it triggers an awful lot within yourself. And maybe I'm colored a little differently or something like that, but when I'm reading a woman's memoir, I feel that I gain a much greater understanding, and I know my wife appreciates it when I do gain a greater understanding, because we are of an age, my wife and I, that the 70s we experienced just as you did. Well, not yes. As you did, but it was a very cathartic decade. And yes. I have to believe that your writing of the memoir rekindled an awful lot of you know, the whys. And, you know, you had maybe a greater sense of purpose was bolstered through your process.
Well, what I the memoir takes place predominantly from 1971 to 1974, so it's in the earlier part of the 70s. So we missed all the, you know, it doesn't get into that whole disco era kind of thing that went on later in the 70s. But the early 70s was really kind of a continuation of the 60s, but with additional things going on. For example, the women's movement didn't really start happening until the 70s. And a lot of that happened because of what was going on in the 60s. And so where the book starts out is, just to give you a brief overview, the book is about how I left home at 16 years old to join the hippie counterculture. And that is what ultimately led to my awakening to feminism and my own strength and how I learned to free myself from the rules that confined me. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I can totally understand that, because that little time period you're talking about that's covered here, it's so important because our generation uses those memories, those experiences, and those kind of unfiltered movements to kind of help define and share and pay it forward. I know that we did that with our daughter, and I'm sure that you've done it with your family.
Yes. Yes. I have three sons, actually, and they've all married strong women, which I'm happy about.
Yes.
And they've all, you know, they treat women well and respectfully and always have. So that's one thing that I'm very proud of with my sons. So the period of time that I cover, you know, obviously I was on the younger side. And the book starts out when I'm 16 years old, and I'm with my older sister, and the two of us leave home and go to California. So at that time, I'm really just learning about what it's like to be a young woman on my own, and, you know, and there's a lot of experiences as a result of that. So over time, becoming aware of feminism, the first part of the book is really about a lot of the things that happen, and I'm not really sure why all of this is going on. And then how, as time goes by, I start to become aware of the feminist movement that's going on, the women's liberation movement that's going on, and there's people that I meet along the way that kind of open my eyes to that, so that by the latter part of the book, it's really having a much more significant influence on my life.
Well, it's a fascinating memoir. Sharon Duquette is my guest. She has a wonderful website, Sharon, D-U-K-E-T-T, SharonDuquette.com. No Rules, a Memoir. And you will find this fascinating on so many fronts. For one thing, if you're a younger listener out there, maybe of a later generation, this will give you some wonderful insights of a time period that really kind of set the stage for people like Sharon, myself, my wife, people of our generation, and maybe why we have approached life the way we have. Sharon finds a way that she has distilled that 170,000 words down into a masterful memoir of a very readable amount. So get your copy of No Rules, a Memoir by Sharon Duquette. Her website again, SharonDuquette.com, SharonDuquette.com, and you will find this a fascinating memoir to read. Sharon, congratulations on this, and I know you are just having a blast, or going to be having a blast, taking this around and sharing this with so many other people, because it will resonate with many people, everyone you come in contact with.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very much enjoying talking to people about this and seeing their reaction, especially younger people, because I wasn't sure at first that they would have a lot of interest in it. At first, I thought it might be more of a baby boomer generation and our generation of that time, of people who would kind of want to look back at that era and so forth and say, oh, yeah, I remember things being like that. But what I found is that a lot of younger people are intensely interested to know more about this time period.
Yep.
And what it was like to live then, because they haven't read books by people who are just kind of living their life and seeing what that, you know, could be like.
Well, you have done a great job with it, Sharon. Get your copy of her book, No Rules. It is a memoir. You will enjoy it. Sharon Duquette. SharonDuquette.com is her website. Thank you so much, Sharon. We will keep on promoting this and letting people know what a great memoir you have.
Thank you very much, John.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye now.